Blog Talk Radio.
And minister to us. We ask you, Lord Jesus Christ, that your angels will continuously force out, drive out, and keep out all demonic spirits from us, our homes, our cars, our land, property, animals, vehicles, and workplaces. The rest of this day until tomorrow afternoon, and there even furthermore, in Jesus Christ's holy name. Amen. Amen. We're going to start reading from chapter 38, Genesis. And it came to pass at the time that Judea went down from the brethren and turned to a certain Adullamite, whose name was Hira. That's H-I-R-A. And Judah saw there a daughter of a certain Canaanite, whose name was Shua. And he took her and went in unto her, and she conceived a bear a son. Now I'm going to repeat that. Whose name was Shua, and he took her and went in unto her, and she conceived the bear a son. And he called his name Ishar. And she conceived again and bare a son. And she called his name Onan. And she yet again conceived and bare a son and called him Shelah. And he was at Chezib, C-H-E-Z-I-B. When she bare him, and Judah took a wife of Ishar, his firstborn, whose name was Tamar. And Ishar, Judah's firstborn, was wicked the sight of the Lord, and the Lord slew him. And Judah said unto Onan, go in unto thy brother's wife and marry her, and raise up seed to thy brother. And Onan knew that the seed should not be his. And he came to pass when he went in unto her, his brother's wife. He went unto his brother's wife, that he still is on the ground, lest that he should give seed to his brother. And the thing which he did displeased the Lord, wherefore he slew him. Also then said Judah, Tamar, his daughter-in-law, remained the widow at the father's house. Till Shelah, my son, be grown, for he said, lest peradventure he die also, as his brother did. And Tamar went and dwelt in her father's house. And process of time, the daughter of Shelah, Judah's wife, died, and Judah was confronted and went up unto his sheep here. He and his friend, Hiram, the Adullamite, and it was told that Tamar, saying, behold, father-in-law, goeth up to Timnath to share his sheep. Now I'm going to stop right there. This is prayer and reading of the word of God. But as I become more awakening, I get more revelation. And there is nothing that is new under the moon on this earth. It's just in different situations and different generations, but it's all the same. Sleeping within the family, bigamy, incest, for self-motive reasons. And we wonder why the world today is so much in turmoil, because we have to pay for not only our fathers and mothers, but our own sin. But once you know better, you do better. Amen? continue our reading in Genesis 38. And she put her widow garment off from her and covered her with a veil and wrapped herself in sackcloth, an open place, which is by the way of Timnath. For she saw that Shelah was grown, and she was not given unto him to wife. When Judah saw her and thought her to be a harlot, meaning a whore, because she had covered her face, and he turned unto her by the way and said, go to, I pray thee, let me come in unto thee. For he knew not that she was his daughter-in-law. And she said, what wilt thou give me that thou mayest come in unto me? Sound like a harlot to me. And he said, I will send thee a kid from the flock. And she said, wilt thou give me a pledge till thou send it? And he said, what pledge shall I give thee? And she said, thy signet and thy bracelet and thy staff that is in thy hand. And he gave it to her, and he came in unto her and went away and laid by her veil from her and put the garment on her widowhood. Now, right now, we're just going to pray to break these generational curses of incest, bigamy, of marrying inside, outside when you're already married. Father, right now, we just thank you for the revelation that the people should be shaken and awakened all over the world right now at the mighty name of Jesus. And let them know that right now they are free because now they have the knowledge. They know that this is not something new, but it's already been biblical and established in your word. Give them the strength, dear Lord. Support them around people that can minister to them and let them know to trust in you and be obedient, to break these long generational curses from thousands of years right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Please join us 6 a.m. tomorrow at www.spendtimewithgod. And I am your host, Cassandra Brand. Till this prayer, do not let me sleep. In the name of Jesus.
Oh, God, for you are mighty, Jesus. My name,